O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 43. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Send Out Your Light, Psalm 43 by Sandra McCracken. The singer-songwriter sticks closely to the original psalm text, but contemporizes some of the language to feel especially relevant for today's audience. Listen for the subtle shift of "I will praise him with my guitar" rather than the biblical lyre. A swaying meter is established through the drum kit and somewhat bluesy keyboard. The chorus is robust and earnest as it calls for God's light and guidance.
Deceitful man, oh, deliver us. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? I walk around. altar, oh my joy.
Psalm 43. Vindicate me, God, and champion my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from the deceitful and unjust person. For you are the God of my refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? Send your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then I will come to the altar of God, to God my greatest joy. I will praise you with the lyre, God my God. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God.
Some social commentators assert that American society has moved from a somewhat neutral stance toward Christianity in the mid-90s to 2013, roughly, to a more hostile view of Christianity in the past 10 years or so. One writer says, being known as a Christian is a social negative, especially in the elite domains of society. Christian morality is expressly repudiated and seen as threatening the public good in the new public moral order. Well, if this is true, then how relevant Psalm 43 is for us today as the psalmist cries out to God amid those who reject God and his people. He says, vindicate me, prove me right. He could be in exile longing to get home to Jerusalem, and the Babylonians are mocking his faith in his God, who seems absent. This psalm gives us a vocabulary for struggling. It helps us to lament. The psalmist says, God, where are you? But he is, in fact, praying to God. And as believers, we sometimes question and wrestle. We lament, but we do so within the context of faith. We raise concerns within our relationship with God rather than throwing darts from the outside. And so we say, I don't throw up my hands in unbelief. Rather, I raise my hands in faith to God. And so what are you lamenting? It may be the challenge from non-Christian society and a concern about the darkness that seems to be encroaching in the world. Say to you, God, I run for shelter. Send your light and your truth. God, lead me to yourself, to the altar, that place of worship where I find my exceeding joy in you. And so there's lament in this psalm, but the psalmist also preaches to his soul. He says, why are you downcast, O my soul? He rouses himself to hope and rejoice in God through his trials and sorrows. This is a kind of biblical self-talk. And so the psalmist is confident that God will vindicate him before his public detractors. God is going to flat out show up again in his life. And so we say to ourselves, come on, get with the program. Hope in God. Well, Psalm 43 becomes even more poignant when viewed through Christ's own experience. See, there was no neutrality toward him. Some certainly embraced him, but many scorned him. He was unjustly treated, especially by the elite of society. But he looked to his heavenly Father with the language of this psalm in lament, and he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet Jesus rejoiced to see victory and vindication on the other side of death in resurrection life. He was vindicated. He was proven entirely right. And so Jesus is the light and the truth that this psalm points you to and that leads you. And so bring your struggles and your lament to him and rejoice in him, to the praise of God's wondrous salvation.
Let's close now with this ancient prayer. Merciful God, good Lord, I wish that you would unite me to that fountain, that there I may drink of the living spring of the water of life with those others who thirst after you. There in that heavenly region may I ever dwell, delighted with abundant sweetness, and say, how sweet is the fountain of living water, which never fails, the water welling up to eternal life. O God, you are yourself that fountain, ever and again to be desired, ever and again to be consumed. Lord Christ, always give us this water to be for us the source of living water, which wells up to eternal life. Amen.